Good afternoon, and welcome to EAA Radio's coverage of Oshkosh 2012. I'm Bob Collins. First, though, we want to explore a little more about the concept of using aviation in the classroom. Yesterday, over at the EAA Museum, was the fourth annual Build a Plane Teachers Day, sponsored by Build a Plane and the General Aviation Manufacturers Association. Lynn Freeman is the founder of a Build a Plane. You've read his work in a number of aviation magazines for which he's written and edited. Katrina Bradshaw is the exec director of the organization, which helps organize aviation projects in the classroom and elsewhere. Build a Plane has over 200 projects around the country, and there's a waiting list. If you've got an aircraft with nothing to do, there's a waiting list for that sort of thing. Greetings to both of you.
Thanks, Bob. Good to be here.
How'd yesterday go?
It was wonderful. We were very blessed to have over 150 teachers with us.
It's great when the teacher comes up to you and tells you that this is the high point of their week.
Really?
Is coming to Teacher's Day.
And are the teachers that show up on your day, are they already aviation interested and they just happen to be teachers who were here, or do they come because you're having your day and they want to find out more about
all
this?
Of the above. Yeah. Primarily teachers who aren't aviation involved yet, but are creative and think it's a great way to get involved, do something else with the kids that might spin their prop, so to speak. You know, and STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education is the hot buzz all across the country. We've been talking about STEM ever since Lynn found it, and before dinosaurs roamed, right?
It was, the meteor came and ruined our first efforts.
2003, we were using sticks and stones then, but anyway. So teachers from all across the country, not just Teachers Day started with just primarily Wisconsin and Illinois teachers, and now we're nationwide, and we had a good sort of teachers yesterday as well. Art teachers to elementary. We focus really on middle and high school programs that can actually take an airplane. But Teachers Day is a way for us to touch all teachers and give them project and curricula information that they can use right away.
Like what?
I'll let Lynn address that one. He's the presenter, man.
Well, we actually, part of our job for putting together Teachers Day is to canvas the country, so to speak, and see who's doing great stuff and stuff that we think would be an enhancement to classrooms. And so we bring in people that have developed software, for example, that teaches kids about the forces of aviation. And we had a software that was available where kids are actually able to build and fly their own airplane virtually, to do it on the computer. We're going to be hosting a national air race with kids that use that software. We have presenters from the National Air and Space Museum and presenters from the FAA that talks about their educational programs. And so the goal is, Bob, is to present as many things as we can that teachers can select from and cherry pick that they think would be assets for them to use in their classroom.
Where was the moment when you said, you know, I want to start a program that helps teach kids things like science and
math?
Well,
you know, it was a funny thing. I mean, it just shows my ignorance to the answer to that question. I was, at the time, the editor of Plane and Pilot, and a lot of, you know, not so cheery news kept coming across my desk on the number of pilots and pilot starts and, you know, a kind of a look into the increasing difficulty that kids have to even get involved in aviation anymore. It's very expensive and the access is more and more difficult and it's just tough. And I grew up, my father had a little Piper Clipper when I was a kid. And so having an airplane in the family was a big deal to me. And so when I looked at all these sobering numbers, I wanted to try to do something, and I didn't know what I could do. And then one day it dawned on me, I thought, well, gee, you know, when I was in high school, they had auto mechanics classes, and kids built a car, so why couldn't they build a plane?
Yeah.
And that's really how the whole thing began, and it was very naive on my part, because there's hardly an auto mechanics class left in the country. You know, with the current condition of schools.
Right.
But anyway, that's
how
the whole thing began.
We were talking yesterday here on the show, and I had made mention to an old friend of mine, Pete Denny, up in Minneapolis, who had an aviation program.
Masonics.
Right, in Washburn High School up in Minneapolis. And it was a struggle. I mean, it was a great program, worked great. Everything you wanted to get kids excited about, they were excited about. Administration, not so much. It survived the first attempt to kill it. It never survived the second attempt to kill it. Is it a tough sell As you talk to teachers, do they tell you, I imagine, that it's a tough sell or not to bring this program in?
Yeah, in fact, a teacher said to me yesterday, you know, I know I can do this, and I know we've got the money, yeah. And but I just need my principal. And I said, let me talk to him. And it's not that I can sell every administrator, but I talk about insurance, I talk about housing, I talk about parents, we talk about tools, things you need to know, and liability. Yeah. You know, all of those things are, they just, the unknown. But a key is having that champion teacher, and then we'll help that champion teacher talk to their administrators. And frankly, that really isn't always the toughest part. The toughest part is keeping the program going if you lose that champion. Mm-hmm. Or if the airplane never flies ever, but they keep tearing it apart or whatever. So there are a lot of areas, but we help with those administrators. And it purely is, I don't know what to do with this airplane. It's a car. A car is easy. I can put that in the shop and you can work on it. Why can't you do that with an airplane?
Right.
What's the difference? I don't see the difference. And it's just the unknown. And we make that less hurtful.
And there's two levels here. There's the convincing, you helping the teachers, convincing the, well, let's face it, the bureaucrats, this is a
sure.
good deal. And then there's, you need some airplanes here, which is, that can't be particularly easy.
Well, we've got 300 schools on the waiting list, 200 already have airplanes. They've already convinced. They're just sitting there waiting yeah. for airplanes.
So over here at your booth, are you just dragging people off the street and saying, give me your airplane? Or
we come in late at night under the cover of darkness.
That works.
Yeah. Now we people come to us from in all categories, really. We get school administrations that approach us that are so excited about the program, they're about to burst. And then we get everything all the way down to the other extreme, which is over my dead body. Are we going to have any kind of an aircraft involved with my school?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not, and it's 50% of our airplanes never fly again, 50% can, and that's all owner driven. That's a big fear by the donors donating, hey man, I can't handle the liability. Okay, we prepare the ownership transfer paperwork accordingly.
Yeah.
And that's all of our services are free to schools, all to donors. We subsist purely on donations, so it's a free program that we do.
Of all of the schools you've talked to, of all of the parents you've talked to, or teachers and superintendents, of all the aircraft owners you've talked to me or talked to you, give me the one that you remember the most, or the one success story that you.
I got an email one day from a gentleman who said, "I teach a high school course, and I have 12 kids who are bursting with excitement to do this project. We want to start tomorrow." And I said, okay, we'll do the best we can to start getting you an airplane. And he said, well, there's only one issue. He says, we are 500 miles from the nearest road. Hmm. There's an Eskimo village in Alaska.
Is that right?
And lo and behold, by hook and by crook, we got him an airplane, and they've completed that airplane. And it spawned several other projects in Alaska. In fact, one of the Alaska projects, an airplane that was built by Eskimo kids in the village of Shivak, completed their airplane last year and flew it to Oshkosh.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, it was very exciting.
I'll bet it was. So is this. Thanks for coming in.
Well, sure. Thanks for having us, Bob.
You bet.
Come by our booth.
I'll be as soon as I get off the show, I'm coming over to the booth.
Outside of Hangar A, just on the flight line side, east side, we've got kids from Kentucky refurbishing a 150.
Oh, cool. I'll be right over.
And we give away $100 bills to anybody that comes by.
I'll be there even sooner.
Excellent.
Katrina Bradshaw and Lynn Freeman have been with us. We've been talking about using aviation with airplanes, building to teach kids.